National Broadcasting Company's Grand Marquee. Grand Marquee, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the sky. The National Broadcasting Company's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Tonight, the Grand Marquee offers Irwin Winehouse's laugh-packed comedy, Hold It Please, starring Jim Amici. And now, to greet you and set the scene for tonight's merriment, here is your Grand Marquee star himself, Jim Amici.
Thank you. Thank you, George Stone, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's play concerns a photographer who has very unusual ideas. Before crossing swords with a determined woman, Hank Peters thought that he knew every angle in the picture-taking game. It began one morning in Hank's office with our cameraman hero basking in the praise of his assistant, Sam.
You know, boss, I've got to hand it to you.
Like those pictures?
I've never seen shots like them.
Yeah, think nothing of it, Sam. Just a knack.
A 6-page spread in Star Magazine. And I said you couldn't make dough taking pictures of an opera singer.
Yes, yes, not bad. 3 months rent on this office.
And it's a good thing that the great Angela Duval is a publicity hound.
Oh, she's the same as anyone else who likes to see their picture in print. She was just fortunate enough to be born with a good voice, and people buy magazines to see her picture.
Yeah, especially when it's a shot of her kissing St. Bernard.
That was a beauty.
It sold the whole series.
Well, if you take them long enough, some are bound to be good.
Variety says Angela Duval's dickering for a radio show.
Just one terrific picture by yours truly could turn the trick for him.
Boss, for that smile of yours, you could probably convince her to stand on her head and sing.
Say, not a bad idea. Might try it someday. Well, we've paid the rent. I guess you can open the door, Sam.
Maybe we're in for another break. Come in.
Which of you two is the boy photographer, Hank Peters?
You're public. Take a bow, boy.
Oh, you. I might have known.
Now, miss, take it easy. You're among friends.
No friend would do what you've done to me, Mr. Peters.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure of meeting you before, Mr.
Kitty O'Day is the name, and will you kindly keep yourself and your fat cigar out of this conversation? What I have to say is to Mr. Peters, and I'll try doing it in words of one syllable.
Sam, somehow I get the impression this is a damsel in distress, and we've got to help her.
Mr. Peters, did you see the latest pictures of Angela Duval in Star Magazine?
Yeah, aren't they terrific?
Well, if you're out to wreck a great career, they are terrific.
Look, young lady, I don't know who you are, but if you have any problems, take them up with Angela Duval's manager.
Mr. Peters, I happen to be Angela Duval's personal manager.
Her personal manager? Well, won't you have a seat?
Here, take this one with the cushion.
Thank you, I'll stand.
Well, would you care for a cigarette?
No, thanks.
Have a cigar. Find a Savannah.
Sit down, Sam. Now, Miss O'Day, if we can be of any service to you.
You certainly can.
Well, fine.
Don't take any more pictures of my star.
You don't like them?
I won't have you taking pictures of Miss Duval kissing a dog.
But it's a thoroughbred.
Oh, St. Bernard.
It's still a dog. One picture like that could kill a great career. Imagine a prima donna singing La Boheme and going out and kissing a dog.
Now, Kitty, what's wrong in kissing a dog? A dog is man's best friend.
Oh, this isn't getting us anywhere.
Well, look, Kitty, maybe we did go slightly overboard on the St. Bernard shot, but all we wanted was publicity for your star.
For your information, Mr. Peters, I'm paid to retain a certain dignified atmosphere about my clients.
And that's the problem, Kitty. The magazines won't take those teacups and the country garden pictures. If you want publicity, you've got to give them an unusual angle, say, like her love for a dog.
Miss Duval is not a Hollywood starlet. She's a great prima donna.
Yeah, but, Kitty,
if you so much as set foot near Miss Duval a second time with your camera, I'll show you some unusual angles. Goodbye.
But I can't.
What a temper. Fascinating type.
Yeah. We should have gotten a couple of shots of her.
Mm-hmm. Say, we may at that. Sam.
Yeah?
Send a dozen roses to Mr. Duval.
Okay.
And Sam?
Yeah?
Put a card with him and explain that 6 are for Angela Duval and the other 6 are for her lovely personal manager.
But, Angela, you don't seem to understand.
Kitty, darling, I do.
It's was more serious than you think.
He was a sweet boy, and I befriended him to take a few pictures.
Of you kissing a dog.
And I thought it was cute.
Well, I don't think it's cute to have a concert canceled as a result.
But it's just as well. Now, don't trouble your pretty head about Kitty. I need a rest. It will do me good.
But you've got to keep yourself constantly before the public. They forget easier than you imagine.
That's why I had those pictures taken. You've got to show some imagination. Catch the interest of the reader.
That's some more of Hank Peters' propaganda. I'm going to see that he stays away from you.
Oh, but Kitty, he had the brownest eyes, didn't you notice?
Forget those brown eyes. And he better keep himself, his camera, and that friend with a fat cigar away from you.
Kitty, I wish you'd learn to relax. Go out and enjoy yourself once in a while. Now, Hank Peters is just the right time.
Let's keep Mr. Peters out of this and concentrate on your career. Remember, you have to audition that new radio program at 5 o'clock.
Oh, I do hope I'm in good voice. I'm very much intrigued with the idea of having my own radio show.
Oh, you should be intrigued. If the sponsor likes the show, it'll be $5,000 week after week.
Yes, I guess I ought to be thankful. All I have to do is open my mouth to earn a living.
Oh, I'll get it.
Thank you, dear.
Yes?
Leslie Feinschreiber from the radio agency.
Oh, yes. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Mr. Feinschreiber from the radio agency, Angela.
Oh, yes. Won't you have a seat?
Thank you. Your script for the audition, I have it with me.
Oh, yes, yes. I'll take a look at it. A glass of sherry, Mr. Feinschreiber?
Oh, no, no, thank you. Never imbibe before an important show.
Are you producing the program?
No. I'm the assistant in charge of production.
Oh.
I hold the stopwatch.
Oh.
We'll be at the studios at 4:45.
Great. Expect to go over big. We've arranged a little reception afterwards, something for the boys from the press.
Not more publicity.
Of course, that's what the sponsor wants. There'll be reporters, photographers...
Photographers? You didn't by any chance tell a certain Hank Peters about this.
The chap who did those pictures of Mr. Val at the opera?
First one I called.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Now, Kitty, don't worry. Everything will be all right. Besides, I want to see those brown eyes again.
I don't like men. And I especially don't like Hank Peters. When he gets behind the camera, anything is apt to happen. And usually does.
Sam, where have you been? I called all over town for you.
Sorry, boss.
Well, grab the stuff. We're in for another break.
What's up?
Angela Duvall is going to audition a new radio program, and they want a lot of publicity.
Well, what do you know?
Now, I've got a few ideas that ought to go over with a bang.
For Miss Duvall?
For Miss Duvall, with some special ones reserved for her pretty manager. Come on, let's go.
Well, the girl at the door said we should go this way, boss.
Very swanky place.
Yeah, ain't it the nuts? I've been in this broadcasting studio before. I think we're in Studio C. Hey, boy, is Miss Duvall in this studio?
I beg your pardon. I'm afraid you're confusing me with someone else. I'm Leslie Feinschreiber from the Radio Advertising Agency.
Yeah, well, is Angela Duvall in there?
Your names, please.
What's the matter, Sam?
This boy here wants our name.
Sir? I am the assistant in charge of this program, and I demand a little more respect.
Sam, take it easy. I'm Hank Peters, and this is my partner.
Oh, Mr. Peters, of course.
Okay, let's go in.
I'm afraid that's impossible.
Look, chum, you keep this up, and we'll cut Duvall off without a picture.
I'm sorry, but Miss Duvall's manager gave me specific instructions to keep Mr. Peters and his friend out of the studio. And she's such a nice girl.
Yes, a sweet girl, Miss Duvall's manager.
She certainly is.
Look, boss, this isn't getting us inside.
You wouldn't want to upset Miss Duvall's audition now, would you?
Oh, no.
Just a minute, Sam. Let me try. Mr. Feinschreiber.
Yes, Mr. Peters?
I believe you've helped a great deal in developing Miss Duvall's radio show.
Well, I've done my share, modest as it might have been.
You've added a great name to the annals of radio.
Thank you.
You've created something important.
Right, something really important.
Well, then, let's tell the world about it.
Well, I appreciate your interest.
Well, then, why hide your light under a bushel, Mr. Feinschreiber? We want to take your photograph.
My photograph?
Of course.
Gentlemen, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to say.
Ready with the camera, Sam.
Just hold it. Steady. Smile.
Like this?
No, smile.
I am smiling.
Oh, sorry.
Hold it.
Got it.
Oh, that's fine. Your picture will be in tomorrow morning's paper.
Gentlemen, if you'll step right this way, I'm sure Mr. Val would take extreme pleasure in knowing you attended her audition and my production.
Thank you, everybody, for being so patient with us. Mr. Val has merely gone to change into something a little bit more comfortable, and then she's all yours.
Well, fine, thank you.
Keep down, Sam, so she doesn't see us.
And as low as a mole in a hole.
Now, follow this, Sam.
Shoot.
As soon as Angela returns from her dressing room, these news hawks will be all over her. Now, her manager should be back in before she is, and I want to see Angela alone.
I follow you so far.
I get the idea out of the boys that Kitty would make a good story. Managing a star, what she does, how she likes it. See all the angles. Have them grab her and keep her in here.
Then what?
I'm going to take my little camera and pay Angela DeVal a visit. Yet when I get back, I'll have some pictures that'll be complete knockouts.
Angela, I don't understand it. Why do you constantly let that man pull the wool over your eyes?
Darling, I tell you, I didn't. He just dropped into the dressing room after the audition, and we sat around and talked. It was very sweet of him.
Well, I gave up. I tried my best to keep him out. And I suppose he just happened to take a few pictures.
As a matter of fact, he did. Just one or two.
What were you doing? No dogs, I hope, this time.
Don't be silly. They don't have dogs in a radio station. He just took some informal shots.
I don't like that word, informal. Well, anyway, the audition went fine. Can't see any difficulties.
What about the contract?
They're sending it up from the agency sometime this afternoon.
You know, Kitty, if this weren't my first real chance for my own radio show, I probably wouldn't be so enthused. After all these years, I feel like a long rest somehow. I'd like to settle down a bit.
Well, how about your sweet Hank Peters?
I'm afraid not. He's a bit young and not exactly my type.
You're not that much overworked. Besides, it keeps your mind off men. Oh, Mr. Feinschreiber, come in.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Val.
Oh, Mr. S., how's the radio business?
It has its ups and downs like anything else, I suppose.
Did you bring the contract over?
Well, not exactly.
What's the matter? Can't they decide how many zeros to put after the dollar sign?
I'm afraid they've taken away the dollar sign.
You mean it's been called off?
Yes, that's about it.
Oh, Kitty, you said my songs had gone over wonderfully.
Well, they can't do this. The audition was sensational.
Yes, but the publicity wasn't.
What do you mean? What publicity?
Well, it seems that the sponsor saw some publicity pictures on the show in this morning's paper.
And
he said, opera star or not, I won't have my product associated with any woman who would... Well, I'd rather not repeat his exact words.
Pictures again.
Mm-hmm. Not those harmless photographs.
You mean those informal shots that... Did it happen to be something Hank Peters took?
As a matter of fact, yes. I'm afraid he went a bit overboard this time. Mr. Peters sent some copies of the pictures over to the office. I thought you might want to see them.
Oh, no, not twice in the same week. Let me see those pictures.
They're quite good, really.
Too good. Oh, no. Angela, how could you? I don't believe it.
He talked me into it.
This isn't you standing on your head. What in the world were you doing?
Singing something from Carl.
Standing on your head singing. You must have both been crazy.
He said it would catch the reader's eye.
Well, it caught the sponsor's eye. How could they print it? We ought to sue. Did he force you at the point of a gun or something?
No, it was a cooperative venture.
And you, a mature, dignified opera star.
Please, Kitty, you make me sound aged.
Well, I'm going to age Mr. Peters by a few years if it's the last thing I do.
Now, isn't being dignified.
I've just forgotten what the word means. I've got a few ideas for Mr. Peters that'll make his head spin. When I get through with him, he'll be sorry the camera was ever invented.
Have another cigar, Sam.
Thanks. Say, did you hear anything about those shots you took of Angela DeVal?
Only praise, my friend, only praise.
Well, for your own health, I'd say about a mile and a half away from Kitty. Somehow I have the feeling that she doesn't appreciate the photographic art, especially your type.
You know, I've got a lot of respect for Kitty. She doesn't have an eye for publicity, but she really knows how to handle talent. Oh, brother, what a team we'd make.
I hear you calling. Hello?
This is Mr. Val's manager. Can I speak to Hank Peters?
Oh, yeah, I'll call him right away. Hank, it's the fair damsel.
Kitty?
Yeah.
Well, might as well play some music. Hello, Kitty.
Oh, hello, Mr. Peters. It's so good to talk to you again.
Oh, it's what? Oh, yes, yes, it's good to talk with you, too. Yes, it's good to talk with you, too.
I thought I'd be the first to congratulate you.
To congratulate me?
Of course.
Well, thanks.
Your latest picture of Mr. Val certainly went over with a bang.
It did?
It certainly did. The sponsor couldn't get over it.
Well, that's fine.
Now, I'd like you to do a whole series of pictures on Angela. She's writing her autobiography and wants to illustrate it with unusual pictures. He likes your technique. You can name your own price.
Well, that's good.
Now, to start with, I have an idea that may prove the most sensational picture of the year. And I'd like to have you meet us at the hotel tonight at 9:30.
Oh, sounds great. We'll be there. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sam, she liked the pictures I took.
I smell all right.
Charm, my boy. See what happens when you brush your teeth twice a day?
Yeah.
Now, Sam, get this. Angela's writing her autobiography, and she wants to illustrate it with my pictures. We start tonight at 9:30.
Tonight? I guess women are too deep for me.
Sam, I knew I'd win her over. My boy, you only sell pictures when they're different.
Okay. You win.
I'll pick up at the hotel, Sam, and bring the equipment.
Okay, boss.
And an orchid for Kitty O'Day.
This is it. Everybody out.
Good. I've got the camera. Grab the flashbulb, Sam, will you?
Yeah, okay. But I don't get it. What are we doing in the city amusement park?
We're going to let Hank take some pictures, Sandy.
Come on, over this way.
Yeah, so we take pictures. But why so late at night?
To get the effect of all the light.
This picture's going to be the frontispiece of my book.
Yeah, I got a feeling that the only writing anybody is going to do will be in the obituary column of tomorrow's paper.
They call it the parachute ride, and the fill is yours for just 15 cents. You ain't lived for the product. Set fire up, purchase a ticket.
Oh, hello, man.
Good evening.
Have you been here before?
Oh, yes. I was out this afternoon to make all the arrangements.
Charming place.
Is this the guy who's going to take the picture?
No, he's the daredevil. My nose bleeds when I get up that high.
Oh. All right, give me your camera, Sam.
Now you understand what we're going to do.
He goes halfway up and we hold him there. Then this lady goes up and when she comes down in the parachute, he's going to take her picture.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that's it. Let me fix this strap. That's the motor up.
I think this will make a very interesting spectacle.
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Have you got your insurance paid up, Hank?
Don't worry, Sam. This is going to make me.
Or break you.
Outside, mister.
So long, buddy.
Bye. Oh, I do hope he doesn't get hurt.
How high up is it?
About 120 feet.
Doesn't it ever fall?
If it does, we pay the heirs 5,000 grand.
Oh, great. Who picks up the pieces?
Oh, Sam, stop worrying.
And he won't fall, will he?
Enough, Mac. I know my job. I've been here a week.
A week?
That's about the right height. You can stop it now.
Huh? What did you say, lady?
Oh, I hope he's comfortable. Oh, of course he is. Now, you're next, Angela.
Okay. You're upset, lady? Let me get this duck around.
Oh, now, look, Kitty. The farther this stunt goes, the less I like it.
All right, lady. Up you go.
Oh, control yourself, Sam. It's perfectly safe. I'll be right back down in a hurry.
Don't say that.
Now, look, brother. I don't know if it's safe or not. I never once seen this thing slip, and
I know. You've been here a week.
Look, Sam, you don't think I'd risk my own bread and butter, do you?
Well, I don't know.
She's just about even with friend Hank now, isn't she?
Just about.
Then stop the motor.
Well, what do you mean, stop the motor? She's supposed to go to the top and crash you down, ain't she, lady?
Did I tell you that?
Well, you sure did.
Well, I've changed my mind. Stop the motor right now.
Good party, lady, but I don't get it.
Yeah, neither do I. What's the big idea, Kitty? Hey, the lights are going out all over the park.
Well, it's getting rather late.
But the lights for the background of the picture.
Do we really need lights with a great photographic genius around?
Hey, what's going on down there?
I'll find out right away, Hank. Hey, what's the pitch here?
Sorry, Mac, the electricity is all shut down. They'll have to stay up there till we open tomorrow.
What? Yeah. All night? It'll do them both good.
Hey, get us down!
Kitty, what's the matter? Get us down!
Don't strain your voice, darling. You'll need it when Hank takes your picture singing Carmen 120 feet up in the air.
Hey, where are you going, kid?
Back to town, Sam. Come on along. I'll buy you a drink.
But we can't leave him here. What's the idea? Hey, now wait a minute.
Ah, don't worry, Mac. We'll have them down the first thing tomorrow morning.
Now listen, bub. You start up that machinery and get them right down, see?
Sorry, pal. I got orders.
Whose orders?
The young lady's.
Uh-oh. And look. Hey, here's $10. Get them down.
Mac, did you ever see a $100 bill?
Yeah, why?
Well, I just seen my first one today. And, brother, for that kind of money, I'd keep my grandmother up there.
Hank, how long are we going to be up?
Why ask me?
But they've all gone home. All but Sam.
Look at him down there with a megaphone.
Sam, can't you get us down?
Hold on, Angela. Don't give up, Hank. I'm trying to think.
His problem's bigger than ours.
Stop talking that way about me. Oh, Hank, it's going to rain. Now, look here, Mr. Peters. I'm wrenched to the skin. You got me into this. Now, get me out of it.
I've run out of ideas.
Well, I'll think twice before I fall for your crazy picture stunts again.
This wasn't my idea.
Well, you started it. Oh, to think how I trusted Kitty. How could you do this to me?
Well, she probably has reason.
Hey, Angela, Hank, I just called the CAA, but they can't help us a bit.
Who did he say he called, Hank?
The Civilian Air Authority. Probably the Army Air Corps is next on his list.
But at least he's trying to help, Mr. Peters. Keep thinking, Sam. Keep thinking.
From where I sit, I'd say she ought to lay a hand on you and in the right spot. I'll take her disposition over yours any day.
You're in a fine position to defend her, Mr. Peters. Sam has a rope now.
Yeah, the only trouble is he'll have to throw it up to us, a slight matter of 120 feet.
Net. Look, it is a net.
And look at him spreading the thing out on the ground. Hey!
Folks, get ready to jump.
Jump, he says. Who's going to hold the net?
Just the two of us, me and... hey, that's right, Hank. You're up there.
Yeah. Lucky for you, I am. Just one more screwy idea and I'll drop this camera on your noggin.
Oh, Hank, I'm only trying to help.
Never mind, Sam. I appreciate your effort.
Thanks, Angela. I'll keep on trying. Just for you.
Sam's been gone a long time.
Well, he probably gave up and went home.
Not Sam.
No, I guess you're right. One thing I'll say for Sam, he never quits trying.
A siren, do you hear it?
Yeah, I do.
A fire! You're supposed to be the fire!
Getting closer. Now, take it easy, Angela. I don't see any fire. It's just a hook and ladder truck.
Stop him right below us.
Hey, that guy is getting out. The one with a fire helmet on backwards. Looks like...
It's Sam! Sam! Sam!
Hold on, Angela. We're shooting a ladder right up. We'll be up to get you right away.
Oh, good.
I mean, one of the boys.
Oh, we're saved. Good old Sam.
There, lady. I got you unbuckled. Now just lean toward me, easy.
Oh, don't let me fall.
Easy does it, lady. Easy. There.
Oh, what a picture. What a picture. And here I am with no dry film.
Isn't that just like you, Mr. Peters? The picture of your career. And there you swing back and forth with wet film.
Now take it easy, lady. We aren't down yet.
Hey, I've got a camera. Hold that pose up there.
Oh, Sam, you're taking a flash picture.
Now, lady, I repeat, take it easy. Would you mind pushing my helmet back just so my face will show up good and clear?
Here, Angela. Let me help you off the ladder.
Oh, Sam, you angel. I could kick you.
Hey. That's what I call real appreciation.
Now, look, I hate to break up any class reunions, folks, but there's another person swinging around up there.
Oh, him.
Now, please step off the ladder, lady, and let me get him down. Hey, Hey, what's that?
Long lines.
Three of them carrying arms. Holy smoke, that's Company B. I'm supposed to be with them. Hey, you up there?
What's holding you up? Come on, get me down.
I gotta follow Company B. As soon as we put the fire out, I'll be back and get you down.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Sorry, I gotta beat it now.
Oh, don't bother. We'll be able to take care of him now.
Yeah? Well, we're okay. I gotta catch a fire.
Goodbye.
Hey, get me down. Don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Isn't it a beautiful morning?
Yeah, it's awful nice of you to pick me up and bring me down to work, lady.
Think nothing of it. Hank! Oh, Hank!
Hey, don't seem to answer, lady. Either he's asleep up there or just too darn mad to talk.
He'll be madder yet when he... How long before the power goes back
on? Well, it should be on now. You want me to bring him down?
Yeah, but not all the way. Just above my head.
Oh, not so close that he can get his hands on you.
Huh, start the motor.
Yeah.
Wake up, Hank.
I'm sleeping hard. Nothing like a night out under the stars, I always say.
Hank! You better hold it right there. Wake up, Hank. It's morning.
Oh, sorry. I must have overslept. What is this, Kitty?
Sure, Hank. How do you feel? I said, how do you feel?
Try another question, lady. I don't think he likes that one.
Are you all right, Hank?
Oh, guess I'll live.
I'm really sorry about last night, Hank.
Oh, that's all right. It was almost worth it to see your Angela swing down that ladder into the arms of Sam.
Oh, yeah? Well, you just wait till you see this newspaper. The whole back page of the Gazette.
What's that? Hold it higher. Oh, the fireman rescuing Angela. Well, Sam certainly got a swell picture, didn't he?
Yeah, Sam got it all right, Mr. Peters. But don't laugh so hard, you hear the rest.
What, you mean there's more? Oh, Kitty, this is wonderful.
You think so, camera genius? Just listen to this.
Yeah.
Rain soaked but radiant, glamorous opera star Angela Duval was rescued late last night from a lofty perch on the parachute jump at the city amusement park. Above Miss Duval and in the background can be seen another victim of the power shutoff. The man is unidentified.
Hey, that's me. Oh, what publicity.
There's
what?
More. A fire equipment was summoned by Sam Schultz, former photographer's assistant, who...
Former? Wait a minute.
Who Miss Duval presented to members of the press as her new manager.
But Sam can't do this to me. I need him.
That's what I said, too. I need my job.
But I can't get along without a good assistant.
And I can't get along without food.
Yeah, but... Say... Are you sure you're out of a job?
Angela called this morning. The agency loved this publicity, and they signed the radio contract.
But that doesn't mean you're out of a job.
She and Sam left on their honeymoon.
Honeymoon? That too? Look, Kitty.
Yeah?
Looks to me as if I better let the guy down to earth, lady.
Down to earth is what he thinks. Kitty, darling, I need an assistant. You can hand me the flash bulbs full time.
But, Hank, can you trust me after last night?
Can you believe I'll never take your picture kissing the same Bernard?
Hey, you'll never guess what I found over here by the machinery.
Hank, let's go for a ride.
We're here in the amusement park?
A place where I can't pull any tricks on you.
A place where I can't take any pictures, huh? Where?
The Tunnel of Love.
That is a deal, darling.
How was I? How was I to know there was a special motor to use in case the power went off? Why, all you'd have had done would be to... Hey, no. Ain't that something? What a picture.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim Amici again. We hope you enjoyed tonight's Grand Marquis. Next week, we'll be bringing you the unusual adventures of a psychology professor with a one-track mind. When his one-track mind is forcibly sidetracked, everything seems to happen.
So, we'll be looking for you next week when Grand Marquis presents Lester and Gerard's Hold That Memory. Good night. Original play, Hold It Please, was written by Irwin Winehouse and directed by Norman Felton. Jim Amici was heard as Hank Peters, and Burl Vaughn played the part of Kitty. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio, with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Next week at this time, Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color, hey, high in the gay airways, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Lester and Gerard. Hold That Memory, starring Jim Amici. Your announcer is George Stone. Grand Marquis came to you from our Chicago studios. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.